Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day in this special edition. Today, we catch up with Bob Burdekin, New Wave Therapy. You know, for over 5 years solid now, Bob's company has been a leader in providing low-level light therapy devices to people for all types of uses, whether it be for personal use, on your pets, your horses, your dogs, your cats. You name it, this little device is having breakthrough results and impact for restoring people's health in a variety of ways. So sit back and enjoy this long version discussion, this special edition on Total Wellness Radio when we catch up with Bob Burdekin with New Wave Therapy.
We have a very special guest today, Mr. Bob Burdekin with New Wave Therapy, and we are extremely excited to have him share and answer many, many questions for us discussing the light therapy and, of course, the red light that we just love so much. So welcome, Bob.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I want to kind of clear a couple of things up first before we get started. Is since I work mainly with the horse industry, I might slip and say it works for horses, but if it works for horses, it'll work for people too. So if I say horses, just understand that that's just the way I talk normally, because whatever works on a horse is gonna work on you too, or your clients. And basically the other is, I just wanna make sure that everybody understands that, you know, I'm here always to answer questions. They can email me, they can text me. Anything they want to know, we'd be glad to work with them on. Okay? So, one thing I wanted to kind of bring out, we've actually got some new products that we're bringing out. We brought in a pad. Actually, it actually has a 660 red light that you're using constantly. It also has 850 nanometer lights built into it as well. And it's good size. You can see that it's good size. Every one of these little white specks has got a 660 band diode and an 850 diode in it. It has six settings. It runs on a battery pack or by AC. And the battery packs that we've had put in it are unbelievable. Bertha's used this one in the house, this demonstrator model, in the house for close to 2 months and only had to charge the battery pack once. And she uses it every day. It also has six settings. And it has a built-in 20-minute timer. So, but we can get into that more with our next session. I just wanted to show you that we're bringing more products in that actually do a lot of good. And we can show how that will actually expand your practitioner's business and how it will help their clients as well. So, okay. So, you got any questions for us?
No, we would love to hear. I know you and I kind of talked about frequently asked questions that we get, a lot on the light devices.
Yeah.
Kind of cover those for everybody. That way, everybody that has a device or is looking at getting a device can know as much as there is to know about them.
Well, I've got some questions that have come up over and over again. I've also got some new questions. I've had them printed out, so I may end up reading them. So it's not just that I got them all memorized by heart, but there's some ones that are asked a lot and are logical. And then there's some that are fairly new that actually show that people are getting more and more interested in light therapy with the type of questions we get. Very good questions, even some technical questions. So if you want, we can start going through some of these.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so the basic question is people want to know what is light therapy. Well, red light therapy is the application of specific wavelengths of light of energy to skin tissue that obtains a therapeutic result. Now, you know, it's low-level light therapy is delivered through light-emitting diodes, and it has the potential to work with a variety of skin and pain conditions. You may have also heard people refer to it as light therapy, low-level light therapy, light-activated biostimulation, phototherapy, LED light-emitting diode therapy, Well, here's a good one. Photobiomodulation. Yeah, right there. And no matter what you call it, the science behind it's all the same. And then they also want to know how it works. And basically, the easiest way to explain it is the same as photosynthesis. Like, plants that absorb sunlight to power their sort of photosynthesis, which allows them to boost their cellular growth. Now, the cells within the body also absorb specific light wavelengths. And those stimulate both collagen and elastin growth within the body. So it makes a much healthier skin. That's what happens when it helps with cuts and burns and abrasions. All of those things that need to have healthy new skin to replace it, that's what happens. It goes in and stimulates the collagen and elastin growth. One thing is, after you cut myself, you don't even get scarring if you use it right away. Plus, it will also boost cardio circulation, which will then deliver more oxygen and nutrients to the affected living tissue. So that actually boosts the healing time from what it would normally be. So that's basically how light therapy works. People want to know if it's safe. It's safe, and it's also clinically proven for the management of various skin and pain conditions. It's also non-toxic, non-invasive, and is an affordable alternative to prescription drugs and harsh topical treatments. And unlike other types of therapy treatments, light-emitting diodes, which are the LEDs, they do not contain any ultraviolet or UV rays, so there's no risk of cancer causing damage to the skin. And in comparison to lasers, LEDs generate negligible amounts of heat and not considered a significant risk to the general population. So, and you know, as I've said, I've spent 5+ years working with light therapy and with multiple wavelengths, and we've worked with many different people. We've worked with horses, we've worked with dogs, we've worked with cats. We've had people tell us they work with their birds and their snakes and everything. If it's got blood, it's got tissue, it's got bones, it's going to work for them. So, but no matter, in any of that time, we've never experienced any negative responses from any light therapy. So, other questions are, why would I need a light therapy device and when would I use it? LED light-based therapy requires no prep time and can be used with direct contact or even held inches from the skin. Although best results are achieved when held as close to the skin as possible, doing so makes it easy to treat sensitive clients. And light therapy is great for general pain relief, the closing of mild flesh wounds, relieving skin issues, and for reducing scar tissue. Now, light therapy devices are one of the strongest and most versatile tools that a practitioner can have in their toolbox. I use them every day with every client, and at every session because they complement any other therapy or protocol that I personally use. And other people want to know, if I already have a therapy protocol, why would I need to use light therapy? Now, other therapies have their own specialties, but I can never reinforce enough that adding light therapy to your abilities will make you a stronger and more trusted practitioner in the eyes of your client. So again, if people want to know, what about side effects? In general, side effects from light therapy are very rare. If they do occur, they typically involve temporary redness of the treated area, and any side effects are minor and do not last very long at all. So again, light therapy treatments are non-invasive, painless, require no recovery time, and can be used all types of skin tones and types. So, and people want to know how often they should use it. Light therapy is much more effective if you keep up with sessions on a regular basis. For instance, the practitioners that use it for anti-aging, for example, and there's getting to be more and more people involved in the anti-aging area of using light therapy. Most practitioners recommend 2 or 3 treatments per week. And it's been our experience that once a client purchases a therapy light for their own home use, they become stronger supporters of our ability, and in most cases, they start to realize that they need reinforcement of the entire program. In other words, the use of all our modalities together. What we've set up for them, in essence, what we've set up for them specifically. And the same results can be realized by you and your clients if you give them the opportunity to become committed to your entire program. Remember, it's necessary to reinforce the 3-day cycle that light therapy works through. Day one of the set is the session that actually happens. Day two is when the energy is traveling throughout the body and being distributed to where it's needed. And day three is where the results of day one are actually seen. Anybody want to touch on anything so far? Or?
Hey, Bob,
yeah,
I'd
love to. Oh, you want to go ahead, Dan?
I just had a quick question, Bob. We get a lot of, people with skin tags, skin cancers, other different cancers throughout the body. If there's a caution at all, is there any that go along with those types of cases?
Well, the caution when dealing with any type of cancer situation, the research I've found so far, they're starting to do a lot of research with cancer patients, but it's actually in the infrared or above infrared area. The near infrared and the standard 660 red light are not actually doing anything at this time as far as research. And plus, they usually start by having a drug injected that actually attracts the light to the actual cancer situation. It draws it to them. So it's something we really can't get involved with at this point and be safe and say that, you know, we're staying within the guidelines. That's what I've found.
So what you're saying is if you have a client who has cancer, don't put the light on known cancer cells.
I would not know.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, anywhere else on the planet, right, is as far as what you can handle with these things, I think, you know, you and I would agree that we're very safe and very comfortable with encouraging clients, whether it be horse, dog, cat, or people,
right?
To use the device and use it with confidence. That's use just one area. That area, and then with pregnant women, early conception, I would, you know, anywhere on the body except in the utero area, the lower, you know, the abdominal area, things of that nature. You and I both know that the chances of harm are probably non-existent. But should something happen, and it's time sensitive to a light therapy treatment, okay? Then that's where we as practitioners run into problems. We have no leg to stand on. So I would just say, anything you can think of, A to Z, go for it and see how they respond. Except early pregnancy and in cancer cells would be my. Was that fair to say, Bob?
That's fair to say, we're actually getting a lot of research that I just came up with here shortly, which I will turn into another meeting, but how actually they're using the 660 lights and the 850 lights together to help with diabetes and diabetic problems. And these new pads are going to be remarkable for that. People have foot problems, leg problems, any type of situation like that. It can treat it while you're doing other things. But just like you said, we have to realize that there are certain areas that we should stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they'll do virtually everything. It's like I've always said, it's easier to tell you what it should not either be used for than it is to tell you what it will do for you.
What was that?
We've got one lady with brain cancer,
and we've got another practitioner that does a lot of work with head problems, and she's doing a lot on her own with green lights. You there, Dan?
I think he just clicked on mute.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just not wanting to be. I'm doing light therapy, man. I'm not trying to be a distraction.
Okay. Okay. So
what is on the recovery side of cancer, would you?
Yeah, as long as cancer's involved, I would say stay away from it. Another thing is they're going to be on specific drugs and chemotherapy.
Potentially.
We haven't had any information that says that it's going to be that good. And, you know, in the medical profession, if they can tear us down, they're going to tear us down.
Right.
And you're the green one, don't you?
Yeah, and besides, with when you're getting into doing chemo and that, and some of the recoveries, there are creams they use. In the creams, you know, if you would do light therapy, you would have to do it before you put any cream on, because it would heat it up. So it's better to stay away from anything that involves cancer.
Got it. I know we do not, this is not the reason we got the devices, and we don't really use this for promotional, but just for our general knowledge, because it does come up. It's a question that comes up.
Okay.
Mentioned like anti-aging, you know, we know it can support, right, collagen production. Is it better to do the setting where the light is just, like the first setting where it's just the light evenly, or the deeper where it's blinking?
Okay. First of all, let me explain that why the light is set to the 660 nanometers. Okay. The red lights are set there basically because the red light wavelength, it's the closest due to the fact that it's close to the resonant frequency of cell tissue, and it allows it to be better absorbed in the hemoglobin. And you know, the hemoglobin is the red protein responsible for transporting oxygen to our blood, and the mitochondria can absorb red light easier at the 660 nanometer wavelength, which roughly coincides with the absorption peaks of specific enzymes that are the target of light therapy. Did I make any sense there? So the reason it's set at 660 nanometers is because that's the same frequency that our individual cells are at as far as accepting energy and accepting light energy. So consequently, using the 660 nanometer light is going to be better absorbed by the skin cells, the blood cells, all of those that actually are involved in the creation of collagen and elastin. And that's one thing Bertha has really been working on with this new pads. We've really started to look, okay, will it help with the anti-aging? Is it going to help with helping with, you know, smoothing of wrinkles and things of that nature if it's used on a very regular basis? She's been using it for the last month and a half or so, 20 minutes a day, on her face, and then she also covers her eyes with a blindfold, like a sleeping blindfold, so that the 850s don't affect her eyes. Now the 660s, this is what she uses, you know, one of these regular, put it on at night. The 660s will not harm your eyes, although it is a bright light, you don't want to look into it. But the 850 light, since you can't see it, can actually do damage to the eyes. So if you're going to do any type of aging, therapy, the thing is you have to really cover the eyes when you get into the higher frequencies. So we're working on that right now. We're trying to see what's going to happen. We're finding more and more research that people are saying is working, but we've not seen any clinical evidence, okay? And that's what we base all of our products on. Is we look for the clinical, either through government-funded programs or university programs or hospital programs. When we find information that way, then we say, okay, now we can present that. But we're still working on the anti-aging thing to see if we can get some more information together to make sure that it's really going to work. That answer your question?
Sort of.
Okay, then let me explain another thing, too. That the solid beam of light is used to remove dull, such as dull paint, like you slam your finger in the window like someone did last week, and it stops the paint for mild cuts, mild abrasions, mild burns. It allows the muscles to relax in the solid beam. This is the setting you'd use for arthritis, minor cuts, abrasions, minor burns. We're starting our anti-aging with just a solid light right now. It works with surface scar tissues and many other situations that are described in our manual. And the pulsing beam of light is best for internal healing. It creates an effect by producing more protein than normal, and it'll help the cells to heal faster internally. And this is the pulsing or flashing beam setting is used to work for internal scar management, because a scar is like an iceberg. What you see on the outside is only partial of it, and it's only like maybe 10 or 15% of it. It has fingers that go down deep, and it can affect organs and everything else. We've had our daughter with this situation. It also will work with minor bone injuries, and once again, any additional situations that are covered in the manual. We're finding more and more use of actually the 660 and the 850 light being used simultaneously together in a situation that are getting better and better results. The 660 will do more of the surface stuff, where the 850 goes even deeper. It goes approximately at least two-thirds the depth of the body, like from the chest into two-thirds of the body. So,
and that's the pulsing.
That's the pulsing. Actually, it creates a healing process. Now, the steady beam of light is just to dull pain and factors like that.
Okay.
That's something too we brought up. We also got, finally, we got the 850 lights in a 5 mode now. We got those with flashing now. They're not just on and off like they've always been. It took us about a year and a half to get our supplier to finally reprogram the 850s to where that's a 5 mode light, where it used to be just an on off light.
I'm trying to make sure I'm following it. Is the 850 the infrared?
That's the near. It's near infrared.
Or near infrared. Okay.
Right.
That's why I was trying to understand the different. I thought we were talking steady.
That's the light we can't see with the naked eye. Now, the lights we have set at 850, they have a little red light on them that shows you that it's on. But it's not the actual light. You can't see the actual light. Okay? So, it just has a light in there to show you that it's working. But, you know, you don't want to look at that directly. You need to have some covering on your eyes.
Right. Okay. No, that helps. I was trying to understand the difference between the solid light and the pulsing light of
right.
when you use each one. So that's helpful.
Yeah. So the solid light is for pain management. Okay. The pulsing light is for internal healing.
Okay.
And, and that's how you can use both together. If you have a pain situation, you can eliminate the pain quickly. And then you can use the pulsing, even the 660 pulsing, to start a deeper effect as far as of healing.
And a general scar on the skin, you would mm-hmm. use the solid light?
Use the solid light for initial, yes. For initial, to start getting it softened, getting it to turn white, as I explain in the new manuals, the second edition. And then the pulsing would actually go deeper and start affecting the internal part of the scar that has been created.
Got it. Okay.
Is that clearer now?
Yeah.
Or is it clear as mud?
It's great. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. You know, we've had people even ask if light therapy is more effective than creams. Now, light therapy penetrates deep into the skin depending on how you use it, you know, in pulsing or straight solid light. It reaches the dermis layer of the skin, stimulating cells, again, to produce collagen and elastin, while at the same time helping to discard waste within the body. So it actually helps activate the system within the body that eliminates waste. Whereas creams just stay on the outer layer of the skin, and they don't do anything to rejuvenate any type of skin tissue itself. So... I forgot the word, yeah.
Lymphatics.
Thank you. People want to know if they should remove makeup before they have a light therapy session. And yes, they should. Because it's better to remove all makeup creams and body lotions before any light therapy sessions. And it'll allow you to get greater results from the session itself. And it'll allow the light to go deeper and allow the skin to better absorb the light wavelength, because all that stuff's going to act as a reflective, or, you know, as far as trying to get where you're actually trying to get to with the light therapy. So, okay. Again, you need to keep using light therapy on a regular basis to really maintain any results you receive. You can't just use it and then expect it to stay that way forever. It's something that you have to do on a real regular basis, and you have to keep your clients informed of that fact. And that's the best way to do it, is to make sure that they end up with their own unit to work with. And in order to do this, we actually created something a while back for some of our clients that they didn't understand the use of the full five mode light. So we created just a regular on-off mode. There's no batteries in that one. It just turns on and it just turns off. When it turns on at the high rate, or the 1,000 lumens, the brightest effect that you get out of the light. In other words, the high setting. And it's a solid beam. We have many people that really like these just because it's so easy to use, easy to carry. They can take it with them anywhere. They take it camping. We've had people with ACL problems on camping trips that have used it, and they didn't have to have surgery because it really wasn't that bad of a situation that they could manage it, manage the pain and start the healing process with just the standard high setting of the light. Okay, here we go. See, it's the standard red light, or it's off. It's that. And we put the package together, and like it's a package just more or less like this that we've always had out. But we have a manual that we get with it, and it's a kind of a cut down manual. It includes a lot of the information that is in our regular manual, except that it doesn't have a lot of the technical stuff that we've included now in our practitioner manual. And we've retailed those for $150. The people like them because they're not that expensive. They can do the job they want it to do. And they've been very happy with it. It's easy to take care of, and no problem. So.
And we're going to make those available for Country Doctor wholesalers. What we found is that, practitioners love the device, but they have clients that end up really needing, kind of like me, right, with the dogs and the whole family, and we use it on a daily basis, so it makes sense to have it at home, where maybe you have a client that has, we've had clients that have had 20 plus surgeries. So even just for their scars, right? Like it makes more sense for them to kind of work on themselves at home versus having to come into the office for every light therapy.
That's exactly why we created it. Our people started using it sort of in between, but it, like I said, it gave them a reinforcement and actually showed them that they needed to come back for additional work, usually once a month, to really fine-tune everything they were doing. Just like you mentioned about the animals, we also have a little book for the animals that's available for the people that have animals, like horses and dogs. We've got a reduced-down manual for them, too, rather than the practitioner manual. So it's available either way.
Awesome. And we love this kind of single function device because it creates less confusion for the clients. We've had several practitioners, retailing the LED lights to their clients because they have this, right, this personal need. But then because there's so many functions, the client easily gets confused. So the single function is really kind of a little bit more of an affordable option for you to retail to your clients. We're going to sell them at $150. If you want to sell them for like $199, right, or $200, somewhere around there to your clients, then it's a more affordable option for your clients, and it's going to be less confusing for them because it's not going to have all the technical information in the manual, and then it has that single function so they don't have to learn, you know, kind of all of these other little things that we learn as practitioners. So I think it's a great option for clients.
Yep. And it does have some of the the therapies and the protocols, you know, for foot problems, leg problems, spine problems, shoulders and arms, facial pains, you know, all of that's in here as far as headaches. And so they can actually go by the
the pictures and take care of themselves, just like in the sinuses, just like we have in the in practitioner manual. So again, it's just something that it's another option to really serve your clients better.
Awesome. One other question I'd love to throw out there, because I sometimes forget to tell people this when they get one of the lights, and I always like to make sure we cover this so that everybody knows. As far as changing the batteries, how often should people be changing the batteries? We should, I'm trying to really make sure everybody gets educated to not let it, you're not waiting until the light runs out, right? Because
right. Well, you're kind of looking, when you turn it on, mm-hmm. like this, and it starts blinking on its own, even if it's a single unit, mm-hmm. it's time to change the batteries.
Okay.
It may, or like if you have a multifunction, it may go through the high, medium, and low, mm-hmm. and you're trying to get to the pulsing one, mm-hmm. and it won't pulse. That's another indication. If it doesn't function correctly, it's best to go ahead and just try and change out the batteries to be your first and foremost. And also in the new manuals in the front, you'll find now that we have actually troubleshooting everything in there and how to take the load them correctly, how to take care of them, how to really go ahead and used to be in a little tiny pamphlet that we put out, but we've now made it so it's easy to read with all of the diagrams. What does what, and then even talks about troubleshooting possible problems and maintenance of the lights is all in the new manuals now too.
Awesome.
So we've tried to just constantly improve and make it easier and make it more understandable for the practitioners. I'm just sorry that we haven't been out there. I know we could have done a lot more. We're not going to be able to make up the next one either as far as next month. But, we thought about it, but I've actually just gotten too busy. So I've been busier through the COVID situation than I was the year before. So
those are good problems to have. Well, we appreciate everything that you do, and I would love to open it up if there's anybody on live that has any questions before we let Bob go.
I definitely have some comments I'd like to share real quick, two or three, Bob. First of all, as you know, my experience, we started using light devices through some pretty large named laser producers, right? That are spent, you know, you can spend $25,000 to $30,000 for these units now. A lot of the science that Bob has referred to in terms of topical healing and promoting the restoration of scars or rashes or burns, things of that nature, cuts, was done at a Houston burn center down in Texas, and they spent millions of dollars, right, to formulate and prove these things so that these things, that we have access to them today. But I've never seen anything that I've used in the past work as good as these guys, right, for the price. I mean, I've used some out of Hawaii, I've used them out of Texas, Florida, Canada, there's some down in Colorado. And so when we started really using these in our clinic, a couple, two or three years ago, and really started getting educated by you and Bertha on the use of these, first of all, I want to thank you for that. That, you know, your handbook is exceptional. Most clients, they'll see this thing and they'll say, oh, well, you know, how do you use it and what do you do with it? And I'll just say, well, I'm glad you asked, because this comes with it, or a version of that, and that is what people are really looking for. I know you can spend $30,000 on a light device and they'll send you a manual. You don't get a video series. You don't have access to somebody that you can, gain knowledge and competence and confidence from, like what you and Bertha have offered us with New Wave Therapy. So I really wanted to mention that. The use of the device, I've compared it to others. There's nothing on the market that you're going to find that's going to do a better job. And you're certainly not going to find almost any of them that have this, that go with it. The product support that you guys provide is top notch. I just really want people to understand that as a practitioner, I need that type of availability. I need to be able to plug in and say, okay, Bob, I sent you a text message. Where do I find that? You go page 12, right? You know, and there it is. Yep. And I can instantly have access to what I need when I need it. The other thing I'd like to share real quickly is one of my most amazing testimonials, if you don't mind, regarding this device right here. And a young girl in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, about 2 months ago, I was doing a class. There's about 20 people there. There was a lady and her daughter, a little girl in the back, 5 or 6 years old. Her name's Emma. Mom's a pharmacist. So mom's struggling slightly, okay, what we're talking about. About 45 minutes into this class, though, the mom comes up to the front. We're having a little break, and she grabs her cell phone, and she shows me a video of Emma. And this video, Emma is lying in bed, and all of a sudden, with no notice, no pain, but no notice, Emma does this. Right? She has like a very aggressive tremor. Okay? It doesn't last, yep. But it's like a spasm. Okay? And I asked her, well, what happened to Emma to bring this on? And she said about it wasn't that long. It was about 4 weeks earlier, Emma had an experience where she had eaten something, and around the clock, every couple of hours for a whole day, Emma was vomiting. She was just vomiting and vomiting, okay? So I thought, well, I think that they're, you know, and if this was really mostly like an in-the-moment intuition, right, that we have as practitioners, we all have them. And I thought to myself, I wonder if her digestive valves are locked up. I wonder if they're stuck, okay, because of the trauma. So what happened was every night for 4 or 5 weeks, Emma would have these happen in the middle of the night. She'd get up and go and wake up mom and dad every single night for weeks in the middle of the night. Scared her, okay? Didn't hurt her. She was not in any pain, but it scared her. We put that, I did the light device. We did kinesiology. We found that she needed some electrolyte balancing and some enzymes. Simple, okay? And then when we started looking at all the digestive valves, okay? And when I got, and I told the mom, again, intuition, don't ask me why, it's just one of those, I sensed I should warn mom. Now, mom, as I use this device on Emma, if she does that little jerky thing, don't be alarmed. We started going through the digestive valves. We hit the pyloric sphincter, and she jerked. I took it away. She stopped. I put the nutrition on her. And we started light therapy through that on the pyloric valve, or the pyloric sphincter. We put it on there, she'd jerk, I'd pull it away. Put it back on there, she'd jerk, I'd pull it away. After about 8 to 10 minutes of doing this, I could leave it there and she quit jerking. Okay? Then we reset all of her digestive valves, okay, with the light device, sent her home. Saturday night and Sunday night, Emma slept through the night for the first time in several weeks, did not bother mom and dad. Monday, she met with one of our interns who's gone through our mentorship program in Scotts Bluff. Mom and daughter got on full nutritional support with it, and Emma did not have to go and keep her children's hospital appointment with the neurologist in Denver because she's fine.
Yeah.
That's the power of this guy right here. So because of that reminding me of how important it is to reset digestive valves on people, and as practitioners, you need to be doing this on people regularly, that's one of the reasons you need this device, or your clients need this device, or you need to make it a part of your normal flow, which we have in the office now. A part of the normal flow with clients is to check the digestive valves. It takes seconds to check and see if there's any weakness with kinesiology. We put the light on there, and when they go back to strength, we move on. And it's amazing just what resetting the digestive valves for 1 or 2 minutes can do with your clients who might, maybe you're giving them enzymes, maybe you've got them on a cleanse, maybe you're doing different things with them, and they just don't see, they seem to be stuck. Reset the digestive valves with the light device, and you will be amazed at the feedback you're going to get from your clients.
That's really good. I really enjoy hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, I love telling my Emma story. I've shared that quite a few places. It's also on our Practice Blueprint channel, the Mentorship on Demand channel that Becca and I put together. We actually put a video in there resetting the digestive valves, because it was just the week or two before we launched that channel in February that I had that classroom experience with Emma in Nebraska.
Yeah, the reason the lights are the way they are is when I first really started looking at lights and doing something this way, it's a matter of I looked at what was out there and I looked at what they cost. Some of these were like $1,000. And it wasn't even close to what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I started looking at safety factors. I started looking at actually brightness. Brightness has a lot to do with the ability of these lights. Yeah. And that's why we have the brightest set at 1,000 lumens. And then it goes to 750, then it goes to 500, and then it goes back up to 1,000 with the first pulsing, and then down to 500 with the second pulsing. But that was the real key, was the brightness of the light to get the maximum penetration and to get the maximum results.
And they didn't have manuals.
And none of them had manuals. They wanted you to take a $150 course to learn how to turn it on. And then they wanted you to take two more courses when you travel to Florida from anywhere in the country, because the second and third level weren't available anywhere but in their place. I knew there had to be a better way. I've always been that way. Even when I was just working in the horse industry, I always looked at both sides of the table, and I wanted it to be a product that was available and was affordable. So
thank you.
Yep. Yes, thank you. And the manual is amazing. We get so much good feedback from that. It is
just... You have really made that manual. You've made the expansion of that manual into the second edition happen. You showed me the things that I left out and needed to put back into there. So, thank you.
Well, that's amazing. We haven't found anything else where you get that level of support just with the manual. So we're super grateful for that, and that you're just always available. And I want to add on that you have a New Wave Therapy YouTube channel with a bunch of really great videos using the devices. So I would encourage everybody, if they're not subscribed to your YouTube channel, to make sure they subscribe, because it's just really great what, you know, the support, the training, the ongoing. I mean, we're really, really grateful for everything you do.
Yeah, in fact, every YouTube channel is getting close to 1,000 subscribers.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yep.
Well done, Bob.
Yeah, well done.
What makes you feel like you're doing something right?
Yeah.
You know, we've only had that channel for like 6 years, but only in the last year and a half have we really gotten the subscribers. Because now people are really getting interested. They keep seeing stuff everywhere. And like where I work, people come up to me and say, "What are you doing?" "Oh, is this red light stuff? Well, how does it work?"
Very well.
Yeah. So, and it's like I tell them, I really like working with the horses, because the horses don't lie. They're not going to tell me something I want to hear. They're going to tell me something that makes them feel better. I've got horses that nicker when I drive in. You know, it just, if it didn't help them, they wouldn't be that open to me. So.
And with pad now, you can.
Oh, and now with the pads, so I've got a major back issue with a horse. I can strap it on them and it works itself for 20 minutes while I work on other aspects at the same time doing different protocols. So it's just getting so much better, you know.
What's the YouTube channel, Bob?
YouTube is youtube.com/ New Wave Therapy.
New Wave Therapy.
Yeah. I think I've got like 50 some videos on there. I've been kind of lax, but we need to start making some more. That's for sure.
Some of them are really nasty.
Alicia's asking a question here for you, Bob. Did you see that?
Are we going to the pad? The pad is actually, we've had the two now for 2 months. We've had tremendous results with them. The manufacturer has just shipped our first order of those. It should probably be another 2 weeks, maybe, or so, maybe 3 weeks before they come in. You know how shipping is. And then we'll have them available. So we'll have a few of them initially, yeah.
So. Well, we'll keep everybody posted.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, I got one last question real quick. Is this...
Sure.
This is okay?
Actually,
or is,
you
know, it better, is it better to do that? Skin.
Right on the skin. Going to be, especially if you got something black. Black absorbs light, remember?
Right.
So it's going to absorb half of your light anyway.
Okay.
It's better to as close to the skin as you can get it.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
If you can't do it any other way, okay. But you want to get maximum results, it's best to put it right on the skin.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, colors are going to do, if you've got to go through colors, make sure they're light colors. Because they're not going to absorb as much light. We got to get into physics here now.
I don't know about that. All I know is this bad boy works.
It does. It does. And no matter what you call it, the science is all the same. It's solid. It's becoming such an accepted thing. And we have to thank NASA, North American Space Administration, for this. They were the leading person back in the 1970s that really promoted it, that really researched it, and really showed that it worked. You know, it started out being light for the plants they took into the space, and then they said, okay, now let's see. They sent it up with the astronauts, and their minor bumps and bruises and scrapes and cuts, it started fixing them. Now the special forces pack it in their backpacks for, you know, even if they get stabbed or shot, it helps help them heal faster. So.
Wow, that's awesome.
Anticipated cost of the pads. Let's see. They're going to be in the $300 range. They could be a little more than that. That's the retail. That's the retail. Mainly because they've got 120 diodes in them, half are 660 diodes and half are 850 diodes. And they come with a battery pack, a rechargeable battery pack, like you'd use to charge your phone. They work either on AC, alternating current, or with the battery pack. And there's a small introductory manual. Oh, I got one here somewhere. Here it is. We've put together an instructional and operational manual in here about it. Some minor diagrams on how to use it. And then it comes with a band, like a belt band that you can wrap it around your body and hold it in place with a Velcro band. It has a total of 6 settings. We've even got information on here about the power pack itself. This is the Velcro band that comes with it. This is the power pack. This is a big one. This is most battery packs you'll get aren't this big. This is like 2,600 milliamps. So it takes a while to charge it. But it lasts for like a month with somebody using it virtually every day. Here, I'll show you. Let's turn it on. See, there's all of the lights.
Wow.
And then you can also have it in the pulsing modes.
Wow.
And you can have it set for just the 660 lights or just the 850 lights, both lights. Both a single pulsing or a single that. And it comes in this beautiful, nice, shiny box. So, okay. So anyway, that's that. And so.
Put everything else with the main magnet.
Yeah. So, and it's going to be the same thing. You know, you can use it for people with back pain, shoulder pains.
And they can use it by themselves.
They can use it by themselves at home. Or you can have any assistance you have. If initially they come in with really sore situations, they could set them up in your treatment room, put that on them, and it gives them something that's happening in between you being able to get to them right away as far as a practitioner. So
we just had another question come through of would it help kidney stones?
Would it be helpful? What?
Would it be helpful for kidney stones?
Very possibly, yeah. It's also, that's one of the things, it should, it'll release some pain, okay? I don't know if it'll break down the kidney stones, okay. But, you know, that's going to take something else. I just started a new research program with diabetes and how they're using 660 lights and 850 lights together for people with diabetic problems. This could be a great help for people such as that have bad leg situations, bad foot problems. You can wrap it right around the foot or the leg, and it just will help with better blood circulation, everything like that. So that's going to be a big thing. I think that this will be helpful for us.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think light therapy is only going to become just more and more common, right? We're going to find more and more uses for it. Yeah. It's got a really, really bright future for sure.
Well, I've got other customers that have friends that have bought these other expensive lights, and they're going like, my light doesn't do half what yours does, and mine doesn't work as good as yours. So can I borrow yours?
Let me just say thank you so much, Bob, for taking time. I know you're a busy man, and I really appreciate you sharing this information with us, introducing the new products and all the support you're providing. So thank you so much.
Yeah, happy to start. Yeah. No. We appreciate you, and we hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Yes, very much so.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.